Well, I hope so. That's good. Maybe it's because of the radio, or maybe it's just because I've been around so long.
Well, I don't have enough time to talk about all the stuff that you've done and all the stuff that you do. I wish I did, but let's hit some of the highlights. Let's go back to the folk era.
Hey, I were on eBay. I just picked up at the post office 11 Kingston Trio records.
No.
Yes, which I already have 5 copies of each of them, but I don't care.
That's cool.
And also, I just got one of Bob Gibson. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He was at the tent, unbelievably, in 1992.
Really?
Man. I used to bring just all the people I ever wanted to meet, which I ended up doing in my 23 years there.
You know, recently on one of those Wisconsin Public Television fundraising things, they had one of those deals where a lot of the folk groups came back and sang. Did you see the Chad Mitchell Trio?
They're good friends of mine. I brought them 3 times up here.
Did you?
Yep. I'm very good friends of mine. I know them very well. Then they ended up recording a DVD up at the tent and in a place in Spokane. Most of it's in Spokane, but that's available online through their website.
Well, let's sit in that folk era for a minute. We talked about the Kingston Trio, Chad Mitchell Trio, and you mentioned that that they were kind of inspirations for you. Well, back then, what did they inspire you to do?
We all bought Kingston Trio shirts. We all learned their songs. We learned their jokes. And it woke me up to the fact that I was a songwriter. It was just the music that at age 14 moved me. Formed a group, and you know, it's been my life since then. You know, and I woke up one day, just knew I was a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a Kingston Trio song on the radio, and I woke up. I never forget. I was 14, sat in bed. You know, I think I can do that.
Let's shoot forward to 1976. That was a big year for Happy Birthday America, but it's the year that you put a recipe together that seemed to fit everything that you love. You produced a prototype of what was to be a 23-year professional definition of Warren Nelson.
Exactly. Boy, you're articulate, Alan. Exactly right. It's the reason Big Top came to be. It was my patriotism. You know, I love this land, and wow, it got, like you, I know you stated, it engaged all my interests, you know, history, music, songwriting, performing, storytelling, poetry, everything, and old pictures, and it's exactly, that's why the tent stands there today.
Okay, but it marinated for 10 years.
Boy, you studied up. Yes, it did. But when my partner, Betty Ferris, of the Nelson Ferris Concert Company, we were mates for a long time, and we moved up here in 1980, and then 83 there was a centennial show we wrote for Washburn called Souvenir Views.
Okay.
That went really well. Then we wrote a show for Bayfield Riding the Wind, which is the flag show of the tent. And it was then that Mary Rice and Bill and Betty Hewlings of the Mayhead Foundation saw the show and said, "Hey, Warren, we want to build you a theater." And I said, "I'm a tent show man." See, I grew up with my father was sold dairy equipment in southern Minnesota, so I traveled county fairs in the summer. So I've wanted a tent show since I was 15.
I fed the elephants once in a circus.
My
brother and I, we almost ran away with it, but we didn't.
Yeah. That a lot of people have almost or wanted to or thought about it.
Yeah.
So I started my own music circus is what happened.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Then in 2008, the Big Top went into the rearview mirror, and today you are continuing to write, in fact, maybe even more so. Have the subjects and the inspirations changed for you since then?
You know, I guess the answer to that is no. There are some subjects that I've been wanting to work on. I'm writing a musical history of and singing celebration of Okoboji, Iowa. It's a great resort area, but now my main thing I'm working on every day is a show that I've had in my heart for over 35 years, and that's called Play Ball, Warren Nelson's Music Hall Baseball Show. And, you know, I wrote a show on fishing, river pants. Now I got one on the true love of my life, baseball.
You had a fantasy sort of come true just a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I played. Boy, you studied up. Yeah, I'm in the Twins fantasy camp. I was commissioned to write a song for Burt Blyleven. And at age 63, I put on the old Twins uniform, strapped it on, played 8 games in 8 days, hit .280, ran around like an old man with a bunch of young bucks, and did, you know, that was my, I could play the game.
Ah.
I got the uniform, you know, they hung it up in the lockers, you know, like, and did all your laundry, you know, and geez, you know, wow. So I'm staring at a picture here of me sitting with Blyleven, Tony Oliva, Herbeck, Brunansky.
I saw that team picture. You're right in the front row.
Yeah, God, you've been checking it out, Alan. I'm impressed.
Well, you got to. I felt like I knew you, but I had I had to justify that, I guess.
Yep.
We're talking with Warren Nelson, and he, of course, is the father, maybe even the grandfather of Big Top Chautauqua. He is in concert with some friends tomorrow evening, 7:30, Festival Theater, St. Croix Falls. Don't miss it, folks. Well, yeah, let's get on to the book. Tell us more about the book.
Well, I wrote a book last summer, of my 23 years story of how the Big Top Chautauqua was thunk up and how it was founded and what happened in all those 23 years. And I ended up saying, well, I'll write a little essay, and ended up being nearly 400 pages. And just my stories of meeting everybody, you know, my heroes that I always booked, but also the stories of the resident musicians and the community experience that it took to raise this tent, which is such a miracle up in the boondocks, you know.
Yeah.
So it was fun to do it. It was cathartic since I'm no longer at the Big Top.
Was it popular right off the bat?
The book?
The Big Top.
Well, you know, at the beginning, what? It's a short Chautauqua. How do you spell that? What's that?
Yeah.
On Shawamigan Bay, how do you spell that? Where's that, you know? People had known the show Riding the Wind that Betty Ferris and I put together. So that was the key of our first summer in 1986. But no, I think our first year attendance, tickets were $5. And I think our first year attendance was like 5,000. You know, now it's up into 30,000 plus or whatever. So it got its reputation and word of mouth.
True.
People would say, you can't believe there's a canvas tent show. There's nothing like it I've ever seen. You got to go. And people went.
Let's talk about the show that you have on the road now. You're coming to the Festival Theater tomorrow night. What are you going to be singing for people?
I'm doing a whole program of original song, but also featuring my just all-star band, which is Ed Willett, music director, Chautauqua and cello, Andy D on guitar, Otis McLennan, blues man, well-known in Wisconsin, on harmonica, and my son, Rowan Nelson Ferris, who's an American flyer, on the five-string banjo. Of course, I'll be playing guitar and singing. It's just as good a band as I've ever been in. But it's an evening, mostly my original songs, two historical ones. Some of them on the St. Croix that I wrote for a show called Wild River. But, you know, it's personal experience songs, and I got over 500 of them, and I'm going to do 24 of them Saturday night.
I suppose your son just couldn't help but do what he does, coming from where he did.
Well, it kind of came out of the blue, you know. I think he didn't plan to be a musician. One day he looked at it. I'm a banjo player, but not like him. And he said, Dad, what's up with these banjos? And he picked it up and started picking it. And I just, you know, in the 6-8 years he's been playing now, he's right up. He's at the top. He can sit with anybody. Yep, it's just a joy for me. We do a lot of duo things, too. But this is my band called the Warren Nelson and his Outfit. And these are my best friends that I have in the music world now.
Well, Warren Nelson, you're a founding father of something Wisconsin holds dear, a something to do that supersedes so many summer sensations. Big Top might only be a small to medium top today without your years. Congratulations, and thanks for dedicating yourself to entertaining us.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's just what I do in this life. I've always been what is called a celebrator. I've always just naturally stood in the middle of birthday parties, centennials, whatever, you know, and it's just come natural to me, and I really enjoy being with an audience and just seeing